Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Squarespace, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code i5-12. They recently launched a developer platform for complete code control. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 20 of i5 for the iPhone. I'm Sarah Lane, your partner in crime. Every week, we cover five great topics from the best apps to helpful tips and tricks, and of course, all the biggest iPhone news. Shall we? Number one, YouTube gets all the attention, it seems, these days, but there's a video upload service and social network I've always kind of liked better, Vimeo. The site design is great. There's a lot of really quality videos there, too. But the iPhone app was never quite right, until now. The newest version of Vimeo's app is fun to browse. You scroll through your feed, that's all the people and accounts that you're already following, or you select a category under the Explore tab. If you're looking for something more specific, just do a search and see what comes up. If you want to bookmark a video to watch later rather than right now, just hit the little clock icon on any video and it'll be added to your watch later section. So that's other people's videos, but what about your own? You hit the little middle button, that's the shutter icon, and either take a video right from within the app or choose from your video library. You know, it's weird. I got stuff on this phone from backups of old iPhones I didn't even really realize I had. You can choose what you want to upload. You can give it an optional title and description. You'll be off and running. One thing I did notice is that once you link the app to your Facebook and or Twitter account, they're now checked on by default every time you upload a video. I'm not crazy about that. I like being able to share right from the upload screen, but it should be whatever settings my last upload had, not on by default. That's how you end up sharing videos by accident. But once your videos upload, it gets added to your collection under your Me tab with all your other videos. If you have a ton of them, you can search on this page or look through other people's videos that you've liked in the past. Good morning. Want to see the view from Menurb? So if you love Vimeo, but you've stayed away from a subpar iPhone experience using Vimeo, I think you'll be really happy with this app. Looks good, works almost perfectly, and most importantly, the uploader's nice and snappy. Number two, got a great tip from Dominic, who actually emailed instructions on how to change your phone vibrate settings or even make a custom one. Did you know you could do this? Here's how. Go to Settings, then tap Sounds. Then under Sounds and Vibration Patterns, tap Ringtone. Scroll all the way to the top, and here's where you'll find Vibration Settings. They're kind of hidden, aren't they? Here's where you can choose from 7 different vibration patterns. A heartbeat, an SOS, a symphony, etc. But the even cooler part of this is down in the custom section. You can tap on Create New Vibration and record your own style. Seriously. The vibration will match the placement of your finger as well as the pressure and length of where you tap. When you're happy with yours, save it, give it a name, and it'll be added to your custom choices. By the way, Dominic originally sent this duh tip into iPad Today's email box, iPadToday@twit.tv, but it turns out the iPad doesn't have vibrate settings at all. This is an iPhone exclusive. Number three. You know how I love to show off my favorite photo editing apps here on i5. I do it all the time, almost every week, and partly it's because I'm not really that great of a photographer, so I like to tinker around. Helps keep things interesting. But if you're really serious, if you're a true photo nut, you're probably already hanging out on 500 pics. That's 500 px, but they say pics. The company describes itself as a photo sharing platform for aspiring and professional photographers. I've enjoyed the iPad app for a while now, but the iPhone app is brand new. Browsing popular photos or photos chosen by editors, new photos, that's all really easy. If you're searching for something special, just type it in. You can like a photo, comment, add it to your favorites. If a particular photo blows you away, you can get more info on where, when, and with what gear the photographer got that shot. Your flow is a completely new feature, and it's only available on the iPhone. It's awesome. It's a timeline of activity of everyone you follow on 500pics. This is basically Instagram for professionals. Works really similarly. It's very well done. If you're interested in the next level of photography or already have a 500pics account, this app is new and it's free. Number four, got an email from Sammy in Michigan. Hello, Sammy. That's my cat's name. Never mind. Who writes, I've tried a lot of RSS apps and my favorite is Reader. But do you know one that can do a search within the feeds? I get more than 1,000 new unreads every hour. And sometimes I just want to search for Xbox or The Walking Dead. The Google app has the Google Reader in it and it can do search, but the app is nowhere close to being as friendly as Reader. Sammy, totally agree. Reader's my favorite RSS reader too. That's R-E-E-D-E-R. For $2.99, you can manage multiple Google Reader accounts. The design is minimalistic and very clean, which is great for those of us who have to read a ton and just don't have time for the bells and the whistles. I hadn't noticed, though, that you couldn't search your feeds from within Reader. But you're right, you can't. So I went to check out my standby RSS app, Feedly, and I've got some good news and got some bad news for you, Sammy. What do you want first? Bad news? Okay, here it goes. The bad news is that Feedly doesn't seem to support search either, at least for your subscribed feeds. The good news is Feedly got an update a few weeks ago, and it looks fantastic. In fact, it's visually colorful in exactly the way that Reader isn't, which is kind of nice, kind of refreshing. I especially like being able to choose to view my different sources and sections as a list or a magazine view or a full card view. The new stack transition is also great, so rather than swiping left, I just swipe up for older content. It feels a lot like the Flipboard iPhone app, actually. So here's where I reach out to you, i5 Army. I need a hand here. Who knows of an RSS app with good search functionality for your subscribed feeds that doesn't completely suck? I looked around and I haven't found one yet that I feel comfortable recommending. If you've got one, please email your pick to i5@twit.tv. If you're an iPhone user, you appreciate the websites that are optimized for your screen, right? And you're painfully aware that many are not. But I have a solution, and that is Squarespace. Squarespace has developed new templates with mobile-ready responsive designs, which means your site or anyone else's made with Squarespace automatically restructures to look great on any smartphone, tablet, or computer. Images get created in 7 different versions, ensuring that your site looks professional. Plus, Squarespace has beautiful templates with 100% drag-and-drop functionality for all those customization tools. Add blocks of content for photos, videos, text, social media content, and then immediately preview layout as you go. Whether you love tinkering around or just want an effortless experience, you can create a website with ease. Automatically import, sync, and publish to and from social media with just a few clicks. Automatically pull photos from Instagram into your site. Sync pages and galleries to Facebook. Auto-publish new blog entries onto Twitter. Google+, Instagram, Foursquare, Dropbox, LinkedIn, Pinterest, StumbleUpon, they're all supported. And who's behind these sites that look so good? Well, it's Squarespace's award-winning design team, of course. They made these design templates that are modern and intuitive. Websites don't look better than this. It's a unified service, making it faster and easier than ever to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. If you want a free trial, just go to squarespace.com and sign up for a free account. You don't even need a credit card. Just try it out and start building your website. Then if you decide to purchase it, use the offer code I512 and get 10% off your first purchase on new accounts. That includes monthly and annual plans. Again, that's squarespace.com and use the offer code I512. It's everything you need to create an exceptional website. Finally, number five. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Unless you have a cold black heart like I do and are already really sick of Christmas and all of the hullabaloo. But you're probably a better person than I am. And if you really like the jingly jangles, I'm not going to keep an app called Christmas Music Radio away from you. Just fire it up and check out the Christmas stations already programmed in. If none of these strike your fancy, which is probably, very likely.
On Christmas Eve, we don't go for all the hype. I prefer that we stick with the classic stereotype.
Press and hold on any of the stations to reprogram in something else.
Radio VHR, mein Schlagerradio Nummer 1 präsentiert.
Oh my goodness.
Nick P.
They've included Christmas stations from all over the world. They forgot the H in Christmas, but tis not the season to be a grammar Nazi, I guess. Plus, you can pull in music from your iPhone's own music library, a Spotify playlist if you have a premium account, even just any stream you can think of, Christmas-themed or not. For those of you who like slideshows of cute snowmen and trees, that's an option too. Christmas Music Radio is $1.99, and you really need to want to listen to Christmas music for it to be worth it at all to you. There are free alternatives in the App Store, but honestly, they all seem pretty terrible. And if you hate Christmas and want me to stop talking about it, your wish is granted, Ebenezer.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a simulated alligator wallet.
And that's a wrap for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. If you're looking for links to everything that we talk about, just visit us at twit.tv/i5. That's where you can subscribe to the show, too. And if you know somebody with an iPhone app addiction, maybe they like the show. You should tell them about it. Email us questions, comments, or ideas at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for watching i5.